sports, politics, life. North Kansas City Dental presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at nkcdental.com.
I truly love hype just as much as the next guy, but I absolutely cannot stand fake hype. Not overhype. I can do with overhype. If the Chiefs are getting ready to play in the Super Bowl and we have a couple of weeks where we're hyping up the Super Bowl, I can deal with all the overhype in the world because we know it's a big thing. I can deal with overhype on the presidential election November. What I can't deal with is fake hype. And we now have it the next several months. All summer long, the fake hype buildup to the Ravens at Chiefs to open the NFL season on September 5th at Arrowhead Stadium, 7:20 p.m. kickoff. That is our headline today. At KKHI, our presenting sponsor is Advanced Medical Imaging. See what's inside. Online at medimageks.com. You know the drill here, ladies and gentlemen. If your doctor says you need an MRI or a CT scan, you should never wait 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks to get in within your hospital chain. Go outside. Go independent with Advanced Medical Imaging. They will accept your insurance. When your doctor tells you to get this scan done, you can get it done today or tomorrow and get the results right away. And if you're 40 or over, it might be time to think about a heart scan. This costs about $100 out of pocket. It is not an insurance thing, but it should be. See every organ in your torso. Send it along to your doctor. Get a reading of this, but mostly get your heart scan and make sure that you're healthy if you're 40 and over. At Advanced Medical Imaging, online at medimageks.com. Of course, one of our many sponsors that are all at thekklist.com. That's thekklist.com to find them all. So we wake up on Monday morning to the news that the Chiefs and Ravens will open the NFL season, which I'm okay with this game. It just isn't as good as Cincinnati. It isn't as good as Harbaugh and Herbert coming for a division game, which they don't like to do to open the season. I sort of understand that. But I would have been much happier seeing the Chargers or the Bengals play at Arrowhead Stadium instead of the Ravens because I am sick of the overhype the Ravens get every year. I just can't take it really anymore. Lamar Jackson is a fine football player, but the fact that he's a two-time MVP in this league is a joke. There is bias in this voting. There is bias because he is seen as something the NFL for decades, supposedly because the NFL was racist, wouldn't allow, and that is an athletic, running, black quarterback to be your leader. Well, nobody thinks in those terms now, but there is a way that he plays that is a throwback to what we would say the black quarterback used to be, or some people would say as they analyze what black quarterbacks were through the generations before now was run first, never pass, whatever. It just harkens back to a time of bad. Okay. And quarterbacks that never won anything, because very rarely do we see a quarterback whose number one attribute is running the football. And make no mistake about it, Lamar Jackson's number one attribute is running the football. They don't win Super Bowls. They just have never really won Super Bowls, at least not in my lifetime, maybe in the very beginning, but not really. We saw Joe Namath and Len Dawson and quarterbacks of that ilk winning Super Bowls. We're going to be hyped the entire offseason. It's two-time MVP Lamar Jackson against Patrick Mahomes. Now, does anybody really think Lamar Jackson, because he won the MVP last year, is a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes or had a better season? Did anybody really think, and we discussed this on the podcast, did anybody really think the Chiefs were going to Baltimore for the AFC Championship game and losing against Lamar Jackson? Did anybody really think that? Did anybody think Lamar Jackson was going to play a clean game and not have screw-ups and blow that thing and give the Chiefs some opportunities? Did anybody really think that? And the answer is no. So look, can the Ravens beat the Chiefs on opening night? Of course, the Lions did it last year. Of course they can win. I'm not saying this won't be a competitive game, but this is a bad choice by the NFL for a couple of reasons. It feeds into the overhype of a player that we're sick of hearing about in Lamar Jackson, who doesn't win anything meaningful. He doesn't. The second thing is, the Ravens are the kind of team that will take the fun out of the opener. That will be their stated goal that night, is to take all the fun out of that game. The Ravens are going to do everything they can to make that a 16-13 football game. They're going to suck the life out of the NFL season opener. The NFL made a mistake here. They made a real mistake here. This game could be a total dud. Maybe it won't be. Maybe it'll be entertaining. Maybe it'll be 34-30. maybe it's glorious because it's early in the year and they don't know trends and tendencies and all these different things, and it just becomes a wild shootout and entertaining. But my guess is John Harbaugh is going to find a way to slow the game down. I'll go ahead and say that the Chiefs are going to play 17 games. This will be in the top three fewest snaps of any game the Chiefs play this year. That's what Harbaugh will do in this game. He will try to limit the number of snaps in this football game and slow it down, and then try some special teams things. Maybe there'll be some cute trick plays by the Ravens for them to try to win, but I just don't like overhype. I'm all about hyping the NFL season. I'm all about hyping the Chiefs. I'm all about the three-peat. I am not all about sitting here the next 5 months talking about Lamar Jackson coming to Arrowhead like there's some sort of an even matchup at quarterback. This isn't close, and let me just give you a couple of examples. The last 3 years, Patrick Mahomes has thrown 105 touchdown passes to Lamar Jackson's 57. He has almost 50 more touchdown passes the last 3 years than Lamar Jackson. And Lamar Jackson won the MVP. Lamar Jackson last year had his best season, I guess you would say. But over the last 3 years, Lamar Jackson has 57 touchdowns and 27 interceptions. That's over the last 3 years. Do I need to remind you, 57 touchdowns over 3 years, that Patrick Mahomes had 50 in one season a few years ago? 50 in one season. Lamar has 57 the last three seasons. This isn't even close. Patrick Mahomes has played one more year than Lamar Jackson. He has, okay? But he has 28,424 passing yards to 15,000 for Lamar. So Lamar, to catch Mahomes this year in passing yards through seven seasons, he only has to throw for 14,000 yards this year to catch Mahomes. This is a joke. This is an overhype train, and it's the kind of stuff that I don't like. In 2023, Patrick Mahomes had his worst touchdown year ever. He had a bad year. He had a terrible day on Christmas Day. He looked, and I remember tweeting during the game, wow, Patrick Mahomes looking like Lamar Jackson on Christmas Day, because he had the taint and the fart within 7 seconds, right? Turnover, the taint is turnover, interception for a touchdown. And the fart is fumble and recovered for touchdown. Remember that? The memes on social media? Mahomes did them both within like 14 seconds of each other. He did them both. I'm like, there's Lamar Jackson. That's what Lamar Jackson does. And the Chiefs lost. They lost to the Raiders on Christmas Day. Well, in his worst year, he won the Super Bowl and he won at Baltimore. And I don't care who you are, if you're a writer or a journalist or a broadcaster and you voted for Lamar Jackson to be the MVP of the league last year, you're insane. You're crazy. You're nuts. You don't go there. You give these awards to players who have the hardware. And I won't make the argument for Mahomes. He didn't have the best regular season. He will have a better regular season. If he plays all year, Mahomes will have a better regular season this year than he did last. The Chiefs were a work in progress. They had a receiving core problem. They were building up to the end of the year. Rashee Rice was coming along. We saw them get better and better and better and become their best selves at the end. They're going to be better at the beginning of the year this year than they were last year. Mahomes will have a better chance of winning an MVP, but this, again, is just overhype, and there seems to be something within the liberal side of sports media that loves Lamar Jackson. And now the NFL just falls right into the trap and loads him up to open the season at Arrowhead. This is a fine matchup. The Ravens are a fine team. This is a game that you'd be excited for if it was week six, and you'd say, hey, this is great. The Ravens are coming. This is competitive. The Chiefs could lose. There's all those things. It'll probably just be a three-point line. But an entire offseason now of hype that somehow Lamar Jackson is equal to Patrick Mahomes, and I'd make no mistake about this. This game will be promoted as Lamar Jackson is maybe better than Patrick Mahomes because he's a two-time MVP coming off his MVP season, and the numbers aren't close. And it's not just the quarterback statistics here, folks. It's the postseason, which is the only thing that matters. Lamar Jackson's won what? A couple of games in the postseason? Never been to a Super Bowl? I don't think he's ever going to get there. I would put them way behind Buffalo with Josh Allen or Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. I think we better start looking at the Chargers as something different. We have new quarterbacks coming on board all over the place. I ain't buying it. If I had to bet right now, I'd bet real money that Lamar Jackson never wins a Super Bowl, and I'd bet a decent amount of money that he never makes it to the Super Bowl. But the hype will begin about this equal quarterback matchup. It's Mahomes. It's Lamar Jackson. Woo! You want to hype something? How about the Royals? Royals win 3 out of 4 against the Angels this weekend in Anaheim. Seth Lugo on Sunday was incredible. Seth Lugo leads the American League in wins with 6. He has the lowest earned run average of any starting pitcher, 1.66. And he has the most innings pitched by anybody in baseball, 59.2. Seth Lugo on Sunday had his best performance ever as a pitcher. 8 innings, 12 strikeouts, dazzling, as the Royals win 3 out of 4 from the Angels and are now in a, well, mathematical tie with Cleveland for first. The Royals have 25 wins. They're 25-17. The Guardians have 25 wins, and the Twins have 24 wins. To put this in perspective, after this series this weekend on the road, where the only bad thing that happened was Cole Reagans, the previously number one starter. Cole Reagans was bombed by the Angels, and the Royals lost that game, which was disappointing. But Michael Wacha pitched well in the opener on Thursday night. The only disappointment is what's wrong with Cole Reagans. He's had a couple of starts this year where he's just been knocked around, and he's got too good of stuff for that to be happening. Only the Phillies, the Yankees, and the Dodgers have more wins than the Royals. That's unbelievable. Only the Phillies, Yankees, and Dodgers now have more than the Royals. But Lugo on Sunday was spectacular. They call him the spin doctor. His spin rate on his curveball was at a record. He's never thrown it over 3,500 rotations per minute. He was spinning the curveball, the breaking balls, like crazy on Sunday. It was a perfect day to pitch. It was sunny. It was warm in the afternoon, and Lugo was playing right into it. Matt Cotuero brought him back out for the 8th inning. Didn't have to. It was 4-1. He'd had 98 pitches at that point. We thought maybe, you know, Jessica and I are still driving back from Colorado. We spent the weekend in Colorado, and we're watching there like, oh, what a great outing. Jake Eisenberg's on radio. What a great outing. This thing, I'm like, why? I said, Jessica, why is he done? I'm not pulling him out. I'm not going to the bullpen for 2 innings. That's 2 pitchers. That's twice the possibility one of these pitchers has nothing today and gets bombed and the Royals lose this game. I'm bringing him back for the 8th. And she goes, well, no, they're saying he's out. I said, well, and then they go, what's this? What's this? Lugo's up on the steps. He's coming back into the game for the 8th inning. And he came out and struck out two more batters and wound up with 12 strikeouts. And then McCarthy pitches the 9th, gives up a home run before he records his 3 outs, and the Royals win it 4-2. But you can't trust the bullpen. If you can get an 8th inning out of your starter that's pitching well, the Royals are going to be that team. There's no reason not to, because there's probably not much reason to think Lugo's going to be here long-term. To be honest, he's going to have a lot of options after this year, and right now he is the best pitcher in baseball. This is indisputable. Seth Lugo is the best, most valuable, and most important pitcher in all of baseball, and he has 6 wins for your Kansas City Royals, who now have 25 wins, and only the Yankees, Dodgers, and Phillies have more than that. That is unbelievable. One other Royals note, I got an email. I got more than one, but I keep getting calls from my mom about this. She's on Comcast Xfinity or whatever, and the Royals are no longer on there. So she got the streaming thing through Bally Sports app, and she's streaming the first thing of her life, and she hates it. She hates the Bally Sports app because every time it goes to commercial break, it freezes up. When I watch on my phone, every time it goes to commercial break, it freezes up. Brandon sent me an email, said, Keith, short and sweet, the Bally Sports app is absolute garbage. It's my only option now to watch the Royals, and the app makes it unwatchable. It crashes more often than I thought was even possible, several times an inning. $20 a month for this expletive? Please address this on your podcast if you haven't already. No problem. No problem. It freezes for me too, but only during commercial breaks, so we have to reset it. Same thing with my mom. A lot of people have that problem. I have had the Bally Sports app because it comes with my cable television. It's free. It doesn't cost me anything to have the Bally Sports app. It's free. Folks, I can't say this loudly enough. It's a backup for me. It's, I'm at Jessica's parents' house. We're sitting outside on their patio because we weren't there for Mother's Day, but let's say it was Mother's Day, and Seth Lugo's going off. Everybody's got their phones out around the fire pit or whatever, and not that they're on them, but I put it on my phone. I prop it up against my iced tea. The volume's not on, but I can see the game while I'm talking to everybody. That's how I use it. It's a convenience. It's not a necessity. All I hear from people is complaints about streaming and everything's adding up and it's this much per month and this is this and this and this is this. Look, I'm basically a streamer. I stream this thing free. If you're a patron, it's $5.99 a month. I can't thank you enough for doing the subscription. We love doing the premium content there. The newsletter yesterday was fantastic. We loaded it up with a bunch of great pictures from Red Rocks, our concert on Friday night we were at in Colorado. It's pretty cool. I think you'll like the newsletter. If you find value in it, you'll enjoy that. It doesn't lock up. The newsletter comes into your email. It doesn't sit there and spin in a circle. But we all complain about streaming. I've got streaming services, and every one of them to me is, okay, get off my lawn, old man, if that's what you want to do. It's secondary to cable. I've got Spectrum. This podcast is produced through the fiber optic cable that Spectrum runs into my house and is my internet and my Wi-Fi. And we never have a problem. And when streaming services lock up, it's not because my Wi-Fi is low. It's because streaming services have problems. And the Bally Sports app is bad. I agree with that. But it's my convenience. It's my backup. It's not how we watch games around here. It's not what we do. And so I love everyone that complains about these apps. Get the hell off them. Call Spectrum. You can get it. Our phones, our mobile phones, we have two iPhones. Our service is $29 a month because it's bundled with cable and internet through Spectrum. That's for a year. Then after a year, the second phone isn't free. That's about to happen here in about another month. So it's going to be 29 times two. I have to pay $29 a month for my phone, and Jessica will be paying $29 a month for her phone. It's the Verizon network through Spectrum. There are better ways, folks. If you are sick and tired of little circles on your screen and streaming and whatever, figure it out. Like, people think DirecTV is still a satellite dish. It's not. It's your internet service. It can be hardwired right into your house and right to your television if you want to do it that way. And then you download the DirecTV app, but it can be hardwired into your television. It's not really streaming. It's wired right in. A wire is still better than wireless. Period. And it's going to be a while before that changes. It's just like cars. Americans are choosing still to drive cars that take gas instead of electric cars. E-vehicles. It's coming. We know there's going to be a day that they'll be more reliable and they can go farther and they can do all these things. It's coming, but it ain't here yet. I'm really sorry. If you have Comcast Xfinity and you lost it, I'm sorry. But you can make a change. I don't know if you can get Spectrum and another cable operator where you live, but if you can, do it. They haven't settled yet with Bally Sports. If not, consider calling AT&T, DirecTV, whatever, and having your internet come in through that and all of your television through that. It's the same as cable. And you'll have your Royals games. Get on a service that has Bally Sports on a television service, and you'll never have a problem again. When you start paying $20 a month for baseball or $169 for the season or whatever it is, you're not saving any money by streaming. And it will not be long, okay, where it will all be a la carte. And when we get on Spectrum, if I want to have Netflix on there, I hit a button and it comes right through Spectrum. I don't have to do anything separate. There will be a channel right there. It's right there on Spectrum. It's right there. I've seen it. All I have to do is hit it, and Netflix comes through on my Spectrum cable. They'll charge me extra each month. They figured out it's just easier. It's easier. And I'm not going broke doing it. I'm not. I got plenty of time to sit around and be an old man and count nickels now. It's not a thing. We're not breaking the bank here because we have cable. That whole thing of cable's the expensive thing, that's gone. You start adding up all these services and things that you buy. And people that buy movies now, they're like, well, I'm going to buy this movie tonight. It's $20, but that's cheaper than going to the theater. And that's true. It is much cheaper than going to the theater. But you do that a couple, three times a month. Now look how it's adding up. And you're looking at it and go, wow, this is more than cable. Okay. And I don't even know why you call it cable anymore. That's not even a proper term. Video services. I'm with you. The Bally Sports app sucks. They're not good. But Amazon's buying 40% of their company. And my guess is Amazon's going to fix a lot of problems that the baseball Bally Sports app and others have. You know, it's no different than paper and plastic. We were in Colorado this week. I wrote this in the newsletter yesterday. There's no plastic bags in Colorado anymore. They're all paper. Remember you go to the store, paper or plastic? And we were guilted in for 30 years. I've been guilted in to take these crappy plastic bags that hold nothing and roll around in the car and everything spills out. Because you're terrible if you're using paper. Well, we have 7% more of the planet covered with trees now than we did in 1982. So we have more trees than we know what to do with. And we keep planting them. And paper bags now is all they offer in Colorado, and they're a dime each. I'm never getting a paper bag again at the store. I'm going to say, give me paper, because they're better. Now we know. We have an abundance of paper and trees, and the paper don't hurt the environment as much. See, the leftists were wrong 40 years ago when they started all this. They're not going to admit they were wrong now, but Colorado leads the way in this sort of thing. You can't get a paper bag out, a plastic bag out there. Everything is paper. I'm cool with that. Now we know. Now we can go back to our beloved paper bags. KKHI is brought to you by Amazing Garage Floors online, amazinggaragefloors.net. Guys, come on, man. I every time I mention this, I get another email or two. I'm going to do it. It's a few. Do it. Schedule the appointment now. At least get the bid. And if you got to wait a few months to do it and do it in the fall, fine. Amazinggaragefloors.net. Don't let this year go by without getting your new garage floor. 913-901-7139. Amazinggaragefloors.net. Advantage Termite and Pest Control is online at advantagetpc.com. Right now, it's all about the mosquitoes. They're starting to hatch and come out, and we've had all this rain, and you might want to get on that now. They will come buzz your lawn and your trees and your backyard and the outside of your house like you've never seen. They've got great machinery for this. And keep those keep those mosquitoes away as you're enjoying the outdoors here with all this beautiful weather. Advantage TPC, whether you use them regularly or not, you may do your own or have some whatever. They'll come take care of your mosquitoes completely separately if you'd like them to. 913-768-8989, advantagetpc.com. And Dr. Jeremy Fry and his team at Fry Orthodontics, really the only folks you should be considering for that perfect smile. Get your smile for life with Invisalign or braces. Their goal at Fry Orthodontics is to eliminate excessive treatment, do things on your timeline with your individual goals in mind. They ask a lot of questions at Fry Orthodontics. They'll lead you to where you want to get at the end, but they ask a lot of questions how you want to get there. And sometimes that's video appointments from home. They can do that. The first exam is always free. The consultation, mention KKHI when you make your appointment. Teeth love us. You will too. FryOrthodontics.com. All right. How about this one? Here's a fun sports note. Yeah, May 24th, Friday night. No. That's a week from Friday, into the playoffs. Oh my gosh, I'm all messing around on dates. Yeah, May 24th, the next round of the playoffs. The Kansas City Mavericks are in the Western Conference Final. Minor league hockey, they're in the final Western Conference Finals again. If you want to consider that, today, Monday, tickets went on sale for the home games in that series, the Western Conference Finals. That's kind of cool. Way to go, Mavs. We'd like that. Big fans of that sort of thing. That is awesome. And we have some really interesting news coming out of Washington, D.C., where the football team, the NFL, the Commanders, formerly known as the Redskins, Dan Quinn is their coach, and he's a badass Trump guy. Dan Quinn's a big, tough guy, defensive coach. He's now the coach of the Commanders. They drafted Jaden Daniels, so all of the hype is around the new quarterback. And I suspect this coach is ready to divert attention away from and any pressure or controversy away from this quarterback. So he wears to a news conference in front of the media. You've seen the W they have for Washington, the Commanders logo with the W. He bought a bootleg t-shirt, apparently, not NFL sanctioned or even Washington Commanders sanctioned. It's cool. It's old school gray. It's just a t-shirt. He just looks like a dude getting ready to lift weights. It's got the big W on the front of it. And hanging off the upper left-hand corner, like a hook, the corner of the W, are two glorious feathers that look like the feathers that used to be on the back of the Redskins logo. And so a lot of people in the media and people out there went crazy. He's a racist. He won't let go of what the Redskins used to be. Oh, but others did not. A prominent sports writer in Washington, D.C. said, "What an awesome homage to the history of this team and franchise without offending anyone." And the Native American Guardian Association came out with a full seal of approval and thumbs up to Dan Quinn for giving the nod to Native Americans, indigenous people, with the feathers on the W. I'm going to guess if you polled this, Americans would say they love it. They should incorporate that into their merch. What would be the harm of putting feathers on the W? Well, some people's heads exploded, but I was really surprised to see a lot of people thought that was really, really cool. I'm tipping my cap to Dan Quinn. That is awesome. I'd wear that t-shirt proudly if I was a Washington fan. And I think what really offended people more than anything was it's just the W. And, you know, they have a W logo with Commanders under it. This may have said Commanders right under the W. But one with just the W without Commanders and the feather would be even cooler. Now, I think they blew it. I think they should have become the Washington Pigskins. And they could have kept, you know, the old Hogs logo and a lot of the things that they had. A lot of the old logos, they had an old logo in script with an R. They could have changed to a P. And it said, they had an old logo that said Redskins that looked a little bit like the Royals across the front of the Royals jersey. They could have used the same script in the same colors and it could have said Pigskins. I can't even imagine why they didn't do Pigskins. They're famous. Their fans are famous for being known as the Hogs. I thought it was perfect. I would not have let the cancel culture people take me all the way over the abyss and become the Commanders, which is a nod to the Presidents, I guess. Washington Commanders in chief. But there you have it. Nice move there. Speaking of the Commanders in chief, I'm getting back to sports in a moment. I can't not mention this now that I said commander and commander in chief. Joe Biden is still your commander in chief, if you didn't know that. He did a 17-minute interview with CNN, and the New York Post went through it and found 15 provably false statements. Some people will call them lies. They are lies. They're provably false statements by politicians. Politicians lie. It's what they do, whatever. In 17 minutes, 15 of them provably wrong. Things like inflation when I took office was 9%. No, it wasn't. It was 3%. He lied about Israel. He lied. He said, I've created 15 million jobs since I took over. That is incorrect. Incorrect. Almost all of the 15 million jobs were in existence, then canceled during COVID and are now back. That's not job creation. That's them coming back. It's the same jobs. Companies that had laid people off or stopped during COVID, restaurant workers, things of that nature, came back as we opened back up. And he said that there's only 8.3% tax on billionaires. The billionaires only pay 8.3% income tax. That is not true. That is not true. There may be some billionaires out of there that work their actual tax percentage down to 8.3, but that's not the tax on billionaires. He's just a liar. And that was pretty cool that the New York Post pointed all that out. All right, KKHI is brought to you by EarthFX Outdoors. There's been a lot of rain this spring, and you may have found pooling water, water around your foundation, water around your home, or erosion. They can fix that for you. Their drainage, grading, and erosion experts have over 25 years' experience at EarthFX Outdoor. Just call Daniel and his team at eeoutdoor.com, 816-478-7700. eeoutdoor.com. Anything hardscapes. If you're considering doing a fire pit, an outdoor kitchen, building in your grill, lighting, they're experts at hardscapes and they'd love to work with you and your family at your house. eeoutdoor.com. McConnell Associates, wherever you walk, park, or play, McConnell Associates has provided the way. They've done it. They've paved the way. Crack filling, seal coating, restriping. Let me say this about crossing from Kansas to Colorado. McConnell and Associates, we need to get you out there. The first 20 miles of I-70 in Colorado have been completely ignored. Now, I know that I-70, that's federal, right? But states are involved as well in all of this. We need to get McConnell and Associates out there to get them some new road in Colorado, the first 20 miles. They specialize in concrete work, grading, drainage, asphalt, paving and repairs, maintenance of surface, parking lot construction, milling and overlaying. They do it all, McConnell and Associates. And the state of Colorado needs them badly. They should call Bart Danler, 816-287-3330. McConnell and Associates would love to work with your homeowners association, your church, your company, your municipality, whatever it is. Bart Danler will take your call today. McConnell and Associates, 816-287-3330. And drive that car over the surface of Roberts Robinson with one of their vehicles. Chevrolet GMC, robertsrobinson.com is the website. If you don't drive a GM, no big deal. If you'd like to have some work done on your car, they'll still pick whatever make or model you have up, do the repairs or service, and return it to you absolutely free. What a service that is. Just call Roberts Robinson at 816-826-1563. They're the home of the lifetime warranty, a great place to get your new Chevy or GMC truck or SUV, robertsrobinson.com. Okay, Missouri and Jackson County and Kansas City, Missouri are lamenting the fact that they don't have any kind of a plan now, 6 weeks after the vote, to keep the Chiefs in Jackson County or keep them in Missouri. There's starting to be a groundswell and a feeling that they're kind of giving up hope there, and they're trying to figure out what to do with the Royals, and maybe the Chiefs will just be gone. That's not exactly what the governor said, but there's no movement. There's nothing. There's been no news since this vote took place. But we have learned through details and open records that Missouri is now $69 million into the World Cup. It's in the annual budget last year and this year. The World Cup is 2026 in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium, a stadium the Chiefs by then will have announced they're leaving forever. And Missouri has already allocated $69 million to Arrowhead to retrofit it. They got to cut the bowl out. They've got to retrofit it for soccer and do all this stuff. So literally what it's going to be is at least $69 million for Missouri to tear up a stadium the Chiefs don't want anymore, to bring a World Cup event in and have a team move to another state. Oh, what a mistake Missouri has made bringing the World Cup. Think about what that $69 million could be doing. Think about if that $69 million was going toward a new Arrowhead. Maybe where Kauffman Stadium used to be after they implode that. There's just a lot of mistakes here. The World Cup was the biggest mistake. The government just, look, these. It's pretty bad when you have two red states sitting right here and both of them, hook, line, and sinker, bit on the World Cup. And liberal places, many liberal places, bigger cities than here, were like, no. This is a ruse. This is an absolute fraud. The World Cup, they're thieves. They're corrupt. FIFA's corrupt. The World Cup is corrupt. They're thieves. This is a bad thing. Nobody wins here. All we get to do is pound our chest in Kansas City and say we had it. Does anybody really care? Have you ever watched a World Cup match and known where the stadium is? You can say this about the NCAA tournament now. When you're watching the games, you don't know where the game is. It used to be really prominent on the court. The NCAA's cut that back. You know, it would say Kansas City all over the place, and people would know that's in Kansas City. Well, nobody knows. You're just watching another game. The World Cup's the same thing. You don't know what city it's in. You're lucky to know what country it's in. It's not that global, and it's not that much appeal for Kansas City. The Chiefs do more. Taylor Swift has done more for the Chiefs, or for Kansas City, than the World Cup will. Nobody cares. Unless you're coming to see your team, you're like, okay, where's Kansas City? I'm coming from wherever, whatever, Costa Rica or Germany or whatever country, Portugal, you're coming to watch your team and you're like, okay, where's Kansas City? I need a flight to Kansas City to go see my team. That's the only reason you'll even know it's here if you don't live here. It is a bad deal. This is a bad deal all the way around. And now Missouri's $69 million in on this. They're also spending in Missouri. They've dedicated money in the legislature for a mixed-use development around the women's soccer stadium. I mean, if we're literally, if this is really going to happen in Missouri, they're going to spend over hundreds of millions of dollars on soccer and lose the Chiefs. This is going to happen. After they lost the soccer team, Sporting, to Kansas. Really? I love, Missouri's red as it gets. I want to say they're really smart people and they know what they're doing. They don't look like they know what they're doing in Jeff City. In regards to this at all, their priority is out of whack. A mixed-use facility near a women's soccer stadium on a riverfront that's never been developed and isn't very attractive, to be honest. We're not a beautiful river city. We're just a river city. Okay? It's not like it's scenic down there. We're going to spend money on that. We're going to spend money on the World Cup. Okay. It's your world. I just live in it. Oh, how about this creeper at Hereford House in Leawood? Have you seen this? They closed the Hereford House down for a while because the food was getting contaminated. They caught some sicko named Jace Hansen. like 21, 22-year-old young man. Apparently, oh boy, you know, doing this podcast, you got to be real careful not to put everything in neat little stereotypical boxes, but this one just checks them all. You want to talk about sexual deviance. A gay man on multiple dating apps being egged on by other men, exciting him with their sexual fetishes of what to do to food. Hello? Pretty sure nobody listening to this right now has ever thought about rubbing their junk on meat in a refrigerator. Pretty sure nobody listening to this right now ever thought, oh God, this is going to be so great. I'm going to piss in this pickle jar. Oh, what is wrong with these people? I don't know what percentage of the population they are, but they get about 99% of the news being positive about them. It's okay. If you're a sexual deviant and you want to rub your junk on a T-bone and think that's funny, that somebody's going to eat that, or you want to pee in the pickle jar and that gives you sexual pleasure, you're sick. You need to be in an institution somewhere and really get mental help fast, because it's going to lead to something a lot worse. And there are sites that were egging him on. He's on dating app. He was finding men that he was attracted to. They were telling him all these things that he could do about rubbing his genitals on the meat and going in the fridge and doing all this sick stuff. And of course he did it. And then he kept doing it and he did it. And he's admitting to it all now. And he's going to get some jail time. He's out on $100,000 bond. He's going to get all those things. But what he really needs is a qualified institution with some good shrinks to help this man become a better human being, because that is not normal. It is not normal to want to take your child's junk and mutilate it and change their gender. None of this is normal. And then we normalize things like surgeries and puberty blockers for kids. We normalize things like minor attracted instead of pedophile. We normalize gender-neutral bathrooms. We normalize biological males playing in women's sports. But then it comes to somebody rubbing their junk on your food or peeing in your pickle jar. And, oh my God, what are we doing? What's going on this planet? Can you believe this stuff is going on? This is nothing. He says he never pleasured himself or put any bodily fluids. Well, he peed in a pickle jar. Never did that thing into anything. It was never that. They gain intense pleasure from having a fetish and acting it out at work where it's dangerous, and then think it's kind of funny that somebody's going to eat that steak or eat those pickles or whatever. It's unbelievable. It's sick as hell. It's gross. It's disgusting and it's sick. But we normalize mutilating children and giving them puberty blockers, and men in women's sports, and all in gender-neutral bathrooms, and allowing men into women's locker rooms, all these other things. It's okay. Don't be such a prude. Oh, but then it comes to my steak dinner at the Hereford House and the world falls apart. This stuff's like made national news that this guy was a freak like this. Folks, I'm going to tell you something that is maybe the sickest thing you'll hear today. This is going on everywhere. He just got caught. If you don't think there's perverts in the kitchens at your restaurants, think again. Now, the majority of us aren't sickos, but they're out there. And if this dude is on three different dating sites with gay men, thinking he's some sort of rock star by rubbing his junk all over steaks in a refrigerator, there's others doing it. I can promise you. In fact, there's worse than this. Let's be honest. There's worse than this. There's probably freakazoids out there ejaculating onto food. Let's just be honest about it. There's worse than this. This just came to our attention. It was right here in Leawood at the Hereford House, where it's $59 for a Kansas City strip steak. This is high-end Leawood, Kansas. You got a freaker in there. I don't know whether it was. Look, I don't care. The guy's a freak. He's got a problem. He has a mental health problem. He's sick. This man is sick. This man is sick and needs help. And you can't express outrage over things like this happening at your restaurant if we're not expressing outrage over what we're doing to children. They're really not even close. In the grand scheme of things, you would never know he rubbed his junk against your steak. They're still going to cook it. Whatever he junked on there gets cooked right off. Man, what a messed up society. Wow. Jerry Seinfeld was doing the commencement speech at Duke over the weekend, Duke University. And the Palestinian terrorist supporters got up and walked out because Seinfeld, of course, is famously Jewish. He supports Israel. The crowd then boos, and they were not booing Seinfeld. Near as I could tell from watching this several times, it was the Hamas supporters walked out as he was introduced and started. Then the other people all booed them for doing that. I believe that's what happened. As people show their true colors, walking out on Jerry Seinfeld. I think if we want America to be a better place, all right, war sucks. People are dying. Israelis have died. People in Gaza are dying. Civilians are dying. All of this is awful. The byproduct of all of this is a better America. How the Jewish vote has been going 82% for Democrats, I will never understand. I never understood it as it was happening, but those days are over. I'll bet Jerry Seinfeld has never voted for a Republican in his life, but I'll bet he ain't voting for Biden. He may not vote for Trump. We'll take any black voter, any Hispanic voter, any woman, any Jew, anybody this November that just doesn't want to vote for Biden, we'll take that. We'll take it. You want to sit it out? You want to take the Green Party candidate? You want to take RFK Jr.? We don't care. Do it. If you can't bring yourself to vote for Trump, fine. Just don't vote for Biden. Don't cave. There's got to be millions of them, folks. I just rattled off. We've got polling now that suggests in many blue states, the black male vote is over 30% for Donald Trump. What? And how can you be Jewish and vote for Joe Biden at this point? I'm asking a serious question. Unless you're just so far removed from your ancestors coming over from Israel or whatever, like if you're just completely and utterly Americanized, like I have no pull toward Germany, none, or Ireland. I'm a quarter Irish, I guess. I don't really have a pull. I'd like to go visit or whatever someday, but I would never be like, oh, our policy with those countries changes what I think about how I vote in America. But Jewish voters still do. Like they may be of the World War II generation, but their parents certainly were. They know about the Holocaust. All of the Jewish films, I mean, Steven Spielberg's done how many films about this? And World War II. And I mean, this is a big part of their culture in America. They have to leave that party. The party's showing you true colors, that they're more worried about terrorist supporters in Dearborn, Michigan, to win the swing state of Michigan. Right now, a pocket of Islamic terror supporters in Dearborn, Michigan are affecting the Biden campaign more than all of the Jews nationwide. And if you're Jewish, you got to be looking at this going, wait a second. What? I mean, how many disgruntled Democrat voters must there be? Like, if you're black, you got to be disgruntled at Biden and the Democrats. They've never done anything. That's just got to be all it is. And we see this playing out. A scene just like that and the star power of Jerry Seinfeld, I don't know how that doesn't. How does Jerry Seinfeld go into the booth and vote for Biden? He can't. He won't. He won't. I'm not saying he's voting for Trump. I don't know what he'll do. He may go in and write down his own name. But we'll take all the people that just don't want to vote for Joe Biden. We'll take all those we can get. Our final today is brought to you by Cross Kitchens KC, Kansas City's remodeler. Family owned and operated in Belton, Missouri. These folks are really cool. They live on a micro farm. It's just such a neat young family, and they're just great at what they do. Their craftsmen have been with them for years. Tim and his team, they can do it all. Start to finish your project, whether big or small, Cross Kitchens KC would love to freshen up your home or remodel your home. Cross Kitchens KC. aspenwealthmanagement.com. Aspen Wealth Management is online at aspenwealth.com. Trevor and Tavis Holsinger have been in financial advising for years and years and years, and they can certainly help you. Right now, you can come in for a free financial checkup. All you have to do is call and schedule an appointment. That doesn't mean you have to invest. It doesn't mean you have to have anything to invest. They want to help get you on the path to financial freedom to where you can invest. They'll do this for free. Who does that? AspenWealth.com, 491-0500. They use dynamic smart portfolios, tactical asset allocation, and Rose Rock, which is designed to capture the equity market appreciation but really limits the downside. These folks are tapped into some really good stuff. 491-0500. That's 491-0500 online at AspenWealth.com. And Stroud's Catering. Send me an email if you took your mom to Stroud's yesterday. I didn't get back in town in time to spend time with mom yesterday, but I'm going to this week. I will do Mother's Day with mom this week. I've been seeing her a lot lately anyway, but my sister's now gone. And well, I'm going to take her to Stroud's. I'm going to take her to Stroud's in Overland Park. And I'm curious to see if she gets the chicken or the chicken fried steak or the pork chop. She liked that as well. StroudsCatering.com is the website. If you'd like to cater an event, birthday party, family reunion, office party, pizza and sandwich trays are, no. How about a little Kansas City taste of history in every bite? StroudsCatering.com. Strouds has two locations, Oak Ridge Manor in the Northland and Overland Park, 135th and 69 Highway. StroudsCatering.com. Our final is Donald Trump rallying in Wildwood, New Jersey in front of 100,000 MAGA supporters. Now, the question everybody's asking is why New Jersey? We know Trump is stuck mostly in New York for this sham trial he's got going on where his idiot former lawyer, Cohen, is going to be on the stand this week. So it was convenient. It was also a place that could hold a large group, 100,000 people at a rally in New Jersey for Donald Trump. That is just crazy. I got several emails from some of you going, what in the world is this guy doing? New Jersey's not a swing state. He should be in Georgia. The polls are tight, whatever. He should be in Michigan. He should be wherever. I'm like, okay, maybe. But 100,000 people in New Jersey makes big, big news in the Northeast Corridor. That makes big news in Pennsylvania, which is a swing state. I don't think he's got any kind of a chance in New York, but does Trump have a chance in New Jersey? It's an interesting question. We just don't know how many people are not going to vote for Biden. Again, it doesn't mean Trump gets the vote, but how does it change individual states if, I mean, there's got to be 10% of the people that voted for Biden last time that cannot vote for him again, that just won't. I'm not saying they're switching to Trump, but they just won't vote for him. Well, how many is that in New Jersey? That's tens of thousands in New Jersey that are not going to vote for Biden this time. They're not. That means if Trump can add tens of thousands, it's go time. I don't have a problem with this. Go to blue places and raise hell. It's a long ways away from the election. He's not winning the swing state right now in May. He's not. But if you can go to blue states and raise a little hell and get Democrats' attention, do it. Go poke the bear. I think this is the beginning of a strategy that he's going for a landslide, and he thinks he can win in places that nobody's even talking about. Minnesota's one of those. Minnesota's going to be in play. I think it was a 4-point state. Trump lost to Hillary and then a 7-point state to Biden, but it appears like it's somewhere in the range of 2 right now in polling. Trump is 2 points down in Minnesota. If Trump's 2-point down in Minnesota, we know that like when he lost by 7 in Minnesota, the polling going in was like 11. We know the polling is always off. If he's down 2, he might be leading in Minnesota. I think he's going to do it. I think he's going to go to all kinds of places that people have ruled out and said, nope, can't win there. You might as well do it. And maybe that started this weekend in Wildwood, New Jersey, where 100,000 people came out for Donald J. Trump. Excited for this week and refreshed. Boy, we had a great weekend. There's nothing like the mountains. Now, it was cold. It was cold out there. I'm not going to lie. It's good to get home to 80 degrees yesterday. But we just enjoyed it so much. Such a beautiful part of our country and an easy drive from Kansas City. We enjoyed driving. We took Cabo everywhere with us. The only time he was not with us over the course basically of 4 days was the 4 hours we were gone for the concert. He stayed in the hotel room. And that was literally the only time you could take him anywhere. Like inside stores, you walk your dog in. They don't care. not in Colorado. It was awesome. It's just such a beautiful place. And if you've never been to a concert at Red Rocks, do it. Do it. The hotel we stayed at is brand new. It was right by there. It was the closest one. And there is no better recommendation for a property. It's more expensive than the others, but it was worth it. We only stayed there the one night of the concert. Went in and had a beer after the show was over. And we're at the bar, and the bartender, Vinny, says, bring your dog in. It's okay. Like, Cabo's in the bar with us, like on Jessica's lap at a bar stool inside this really nice hotel. Nobody cared. And there was an empty seat, two seats next to me. And about 20 minutes later, the bass player for Turnpike Troubadours came in and sat down right next to me. And we talked music for about 10 minutes and sports for an hour. Yeah, he loves his Oklahoma Sooners, man. He loves his Sooners. He loves some pro football, and he loves Northeastern State University, which I think used to be NEOA&M. That's where they're from, Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Interesting dude. Low-key guy. The bass player was there. We had a wonderful time. And it's great to be back. Looking forward to a good week of podcasts here. And thank you for hitting that play button. At Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Kevin Keatsman Has Issues has been presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC and is produced by Crooked Tail Media. Please hit the like or follow button wherever you listen or give us a review. For premium content, podcasts, and weekly newsletter, join as a patron at kkhasissues.com for as little as $5 a month. Support all our sponsors and other conservative businesses at thekklist.com.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media, Incorporated.